It's time now for Hashtag Headlines.
Hashtag Headlines.
And I'm joined by our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sillifant. And Craig, we're starting off with the latest movie in the DC comic universe, Black Adam.
The plot is like nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the powers of the Egyptian gods and imprisoned pretty quickly, Black Adam is freed from his earthly tomb and he wants to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world, by which it means like he'll just murder anybody for justice, basically.
In this world, there are heroes and there are villains. Heroes don't kill people. Well, I do.
So, of course, DC Comics fans know Black Adam, but I think in the wider movie-going world, he's a bit more obscure. Mm-hmm. They actually had a pretty great box office weekend. I think it was about an estimated $67 million just domestically. Not technically the biggest movie that that The Rock has appeared in, but still pretty good for something like this. So I think people didn't necessarily care that they didn't know what Black Adam was. They came out to see The Rock. Now the movie, it's funny because I bought tickets like weeks in advance, as I do with some of these things. And then the day of the movie, it was like, I just kept seeing these horrible headlines and reviews of how terrible it was. So, I will say it wasn't a complete abomination, but it wasn't like great either. I think a lot of it was really dumb. There's comedy that misfires really badly in it. It often wants to be profound, but kind of ends up sounding idiotic a lot of the time. I don't love the look of some of these films, that horrible, it's like, you know, that thing that Zack Snyder did with all the Batman and Superman mm-hmm. movies there for a while, where they just look really kind of dark and gross. But on the positive side, it moved along really quickly, and it was fun to see like Pierce Brosnan playing Dr. Fate and some other fun characters. My 9-year-old son is probably the best review of this. He said, "I like action movies, and that one didn't have all those scenes of people talking and stuff." So I was like, you know, like character and story yeah. development and yeah. things like that. So he really liked it. I'd say it's loud, it's dumb, it's ultra violent, actually. That was my son's only like, he was like, it was more violent than I, you know, would have liked. And he's not usually sensitive to that kind of thing. So, but I'll say it's watchable if, like many of us, old school comic book nerds or even action movie, fans, you know, if you have some checklist in your mind that you have to complete to see it. But I think you could skip it if you really only want to see the best comic book movies.
Just like the cost of food, gas, pretty much everything, the cost of a pretty popular streaming service is going up, you're telling me.
Yes, it's been 3 years about, I think, since the launch of their streaming service, Apple TV Plus. When they launched, it was included free with any new Apple hardware. I actually had it for a year and a half for free because I'd bought a phone around that time and they just kept extending it. But now the cost is going to go up for the first time, and it's an increase of about 40% each month. I think it was $5.99 a month. I want to say I even paid $6.99, but, so it's going to go up to like, $8.99, $9.99 a month. It might depend on what plan you have, which is almost $100 annually, where previously it was about $60. Apple, you know, had said, you know, we introduced it at a low price because we started out with just a few shows and movies, but now we're home to an extensive selection of award-winning and broadly acclaimed series and documentaries and kids' entertainment. And I was like, I call BS on this. There's only a handful of great shows on there. Like say Ted Lasso, great show. Mm-hmm. I just canceled mine actually because I realized I was paying $6-7 a month for something that I was never ever watching. And I think there's I hear this all the time from people right now. They're talking about, you know, what streaming service can I cut? And then you've got, you know, Crave has, you know, HBO and stuff like that. Disney has Marvel and Star Wars and Fox, and even Netflix is still cranking out content, and some of it is, you know, worthy of water cooler conversation. So, I don't know, Apple. I'm not really on board here.
He's our pop culture critic and editor of the Feedback Society, Craig Sillifant. Craig, thanks so much for this, and we'll chat again next week.
Cheers.